si por tierra en un tren.
Encuentro Radio es periodismo, derechos, igualdad, dignidad, mujeres, inclusión, masculinidad, arte, expresión, libertad, esperanza, cultura, ecumenismo, literatura, historia y análisis. Pero en realidad somos una gran familia. Bienvenidos y bienvenidas a Encuentro Radio. No te despegues de nuestra programación. Sigue con Encuentro Radio. Comunícate con nosotros a través de nuestro WhatsApp 302-521-2342. Aquí comienza un programa de Encuentro Radio.
Welcome to Open Space Conversations. This radio program is brought to you by Global Mission Fellows,
a community dedicated to amplifying the voices and stories of diverse communities around the world.
We will be diving into important social justice issues of our time, exploring the ways that they intersect with beliefs, science, technology, and the environment.
Aiming to open spaces to have conversations about critical issues that are shaping our world today and working toward solutions to create a more equitable and just world for all.
From climate change, education, gender justice, health, and food security, in this space, you're welcome. In this conversation, your voice is heard.
Tune in to our special episodes Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and through podcast version of CIPOC and Encuentro Radio.
If you hear this message, wherever you stand, I'm calling every woman, calling every man. We're the generation that can't afford to wait. The future started yesterday, and we're already late. We've been looking for a song to sing. We search for a melody, search for someone to lead. We've been looking for the world to change. If you feel the same, then go on and say.
Jump right in after the song.
No more broken promises, no more call to war. Lessons, love, and peace that we're really fighting for. We can destroy hunger, we can conquer hate. Put down the arms and raise your voice.
We were looking for the world to change.
good afternoon and good evening to people all over the world. We're back on Open Space Conversations after taking a very long break. And I'm here with my friends from different parts of the world. If you're not a new listener, you're probably wondering, who is this person on Open Space Conversations? My name is Michelle. I'm a Global Mission Fellow from the 2023 to 2025 cohort, and starting today, we're officially taking over from the previous cohort. Yay! with me, I have three amazing friends who are going to be joining me for our topic today, and I would like to invite them to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about themselves, their POA, and, well, what they're doing there. We're going to start with Blessing.
Hello, friends. I'm Blessing Dejino. I'm from Togo, and I'm serving in Kenya. I'm a Global Mission Fellow in Kenya, precisely in Naivasha. Yeah, I'm French teacher and mentor. Thank you.
Thank you, Blessing. Josias? Are you with us? Oh, we can go to Amy. Amy, can you introduce yourself to us?
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. It'll be great if you can see your face, too.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, guys. And so, hello. My name is Aniro Joseph. I'm from Ivory Coast, and I serve in Zambia as a missionary in one school as a teacher, IT teacher, and business. Yes, and I'm very happy to be here and to share also my knowledge about this subject. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Hi, hello everyone. Very happy to be here. I'm from Northeast, I'm from Taiwan, and then now my POA, I'm serving in Thailand, Southeast Asia. Nice to meet you guys.
Thank you so much to our lovely panelists. So today we're going to be talking about the injustices in education, its impacts, problems, and how best we can help to alleviate this problem. And would like to emphasize raising awareness on how we can help advocating against this issue. But before that, I'll have a quick disclaimer. The views and opinions of hosts and guests do not reflect the views and opinions of any organization, especially Global Ministries and Global Mission Fellows. Also, we're not professionals in this topic, but for this episode, we'll share based on our research and personal experiences. On the other hand, we'd also like to hear from you, so share stories, comments, questions, or whatever you want to say on our Facebook, Open Space Conversations, GMF 2022-2025. Again, this is Open Space Conversations, so feel free, let's engage, and let's learn from one another. So to start us off, we're going to go to Blessing, who's going to tell us what is education injustice and what are the countries that are mostly affected. Over to you, Blessing.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm so happy to share my knowledge with you. And I know that we learn from each other. Yeah. So, like the topic say, we want to talk about educational injustice. So, what is educational injustice? Yeah, we cannot talk about educational injustice without knowing what is educational itself, right? So, for me, education itself is the process of acquiring knowledge, developing the power of reasoning and judgment, and generally preparing oneself or other intellectually for mastery life. So if we know that education is the process to acquire knowledge, so we are talking about educational injustice. It means like educational injustice is for those who don't have the possibility to acquire the good knowledge, to have a good know or developing the power of reasoning. So for that, let us look at some category which will help us to know more about what is educational injustice. So for example, the first category I want to look at is distribution injustice. Distribution injustice. So distribution injustice is referred to unfair distribution of school or funding and other educational relevant source or opportunities. So for example, in that category, schools that serve the socio-economic advantage are well endowed, have experienced teachers, have a good educational resource to help the students to know more. But why those that serve the socio-economical disadvantage are ill-funded, have inexperienced teachers, and higher rate of teacher attrition, and struggle to provide even the minimal resources required by law? So in that category, you'll see that education injustice is shown by the way the school don't have access for a good teacher, a good books, a good resource which will help the learner to improve, to acquire more knowledge. So in that distribution injustice, the school don't have any opportunity to help the learner to improve their knowledge, to have a good knowledge. So that part, you see that is injustice. The second part I want to look at is culture injustice. Culture injustice is referred to culture insensitivity in education setting and lack of recognition of marginalization student culture heritage. For example, if you want to explain more, that field is mean like the student or the learner may be native, for example, Spanish speaker. So the teacher who come to teach her or teach him maybe is from English speaking country. So the learner will not have the good access to understand very what the teacher is explaining more. Because we can agree with me that sometimes the time the teacher went to explain the class, the learner cannot be understand very well. So the teacher need to come to the local language or the national language for that student to explain for him, to let him know or her know very well what he went to say. So the time the teacher went to try to explain in the local language, the student will have this opportunity to understand. But in the case that the school or in that culture, the student don't have the teacher for the who speak the same language like him or her, it will have a difficult for her to acquire knowledge, to understand what the teacher wants to communicate to him or to her. And so there are also the injustices. So the next point I want to look at is political injustice. Yeah, political injustice. Political injustice refers to lack of proper student representation and blatant disregard for students' educational interests and needs. Mostly, this one happens in rural area. For example, in that area, there are the learner, the special kid who are maybe deaf, blind, have a mental problem, they don't know how to speak very well, they don't know how to have a good reason. So the learner or the parent or the teacher don't have a good resource for that special kid. They don't know what they need to give for that child or that children to help him or to help her to improve, to acquire knowledge. So maybe they can miss with the older learner, they can miss with the older children yeah, the children will come to school, he will learn with the oldest, but it will not help him. It will not help him to know or to develop his reasoning. So in that case also is injustice. And also the last point for injustice I want to look at in that case is there are some country or some area in the world, they don't give the opportunity to the girl to go to school. There are also injustice about gender. So they don't consider the girl or the woman to go to learn in school to have education. They say that is not necessary or is not a good for them, or she need to be at home, to work at home. There are also injustice. So if we look at all these things is happening in everywhere in the world. Everywhere, every country have his problem, have his the way he face all these things, all this injustice. But there are some part of the world is mostly affected. Like if you want to look at sub-Saharan Africa, over 32 million children of primary school age remain uneducated. Because of what? Yeah. So in that area, many children don't go to school. Many children stay at home. And even Central and Eastern Asia, as well as the Pacific, are also severely affected by this problem. More than 27 million uneducated children. So for my side, I saw that in that area, many children don't go to school, don't have the access for learning, and also the Pakistan, where most they didn't give the opportunity to especially the girl to go to school. So for me, that's the way I understand education and where the country mostly country affected by that injustice. Thank you
so much, Blessing, for sharing that well-based knowledge and introducing us to the topic. And now we're going to go on a song break, and we'll be right back with Josias to tell us more about educational injustice, especially its impacts and effects.
I can fly. I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly.
To Josiah so that he can tell us more about our topic of the day. Josiah, over to you. You're on mute, friend.
Okay, hello.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you for this opportunity you gave me to talk about education. And now I want to talk about the impact and the effect of injustice, education injustice. So I want to start first by the level of personality, because that impact effect. Okay, personally effect. When you have not a good education and also maybe a poor education, you cannot have a good job. You cannot to interact, and there are some subjects in your society you cannot maybe to jump. Also, there are some function and post you cannot work. You cannot to be a good leader, because be a leader you supposed to interact with everybody, but if you don't know, also you cannot to manage your business. If you are your business, you can have your business, but will be very difficult for you to manage. This is a personally impact when there are some injustice of education. Also, gender education. We can see some area where there are lots of girls educated, and there are some areas too there are some areas where it is difficult for girls to go to school to learn because according to the tradition and the mindset, school education is for only the men, and for the ladies, it is the house, to manage the house. This kind of mentality also can create the big consequences in our society, in the level of gender. Before that, in Africa, especially in Africa, there are lots of girls who are not educated. And also, the level of the family. When the family, they are not a good education, you can see the family sometimes, for the family, it's difficult to have money because if you are not very educated, you cannot have a good job, you cannot have a lot of money. And especially, and basically, the family, they are poor. They are poor. And this is also the impact of the bad education. The one who has a good education, he can find a good job, and also he can help his family to grow up, to have a lot of money. That when you are not in good education, you cannot have a lot of money in your family. Also, you cannot pay the scholarship for the good school because, be honest, there are a lot of schools where the education is very strong, and also there are some schools where the education is bad. Also, the domain of tribe. Yes, in Africa, especially, there are some tribes where the population, lots of population are not most educated. I don't know, maybe about they believe it, but so they are not educated. For that, there are some tribes where there are lots of personality, and there are also some tribes where there are not a lot of personality, even in the domain of the politics. There are some tribes, the big part of the leader of one country can come from one tribe, because in that tribe, they are most educated. Also in the domain of the country, in Africa, in Asia, even in some countries in South America, yes, you can see the problem of economy, yes, social problem, political problem, and also economic problem. Why? Because when the population is not educated, it is difficult to have a good citizen for one country. And especially we can have some war, yes, we can have also lot of thieves, also the criminality can go up. Yes, this is also the impact of the inequality, the injustice in the domain of the education. Also, finally, in the domain of the region, for example, Africa, we can see that in Africa, opposite to Europe, in Africa, the education is not very strong. Yes, and also the university. When you want to make a rank about some university, you can see that the African university, they are very, very bien. When you want to have a rank, it's because our education also is not very high. The consequences you can see. And then in Africa, there are lots of there are lots of crises. We need some kind of good leaders, good managers, because there are also some equipment we don't have. Why? All of the things we use in Africa come from other countries. Why? Because our our education is not very tough. So I think that I can stop here. And so thank you guys.
Thank you so much, Josias, for sharing all that information on the impacts and the effects. And now we've got a greater understanding of what it is that we're dealing with at the time being. So now we're going to go to another song break, and then we'll be back with Amy. What is educational injustice and how people are affected, impacts and effects. And now we're going to move on to Amy, who's going to share with us how best we can deal with this, how we can look for solutions in order to prevent or alleviate this problem of educational injustice. Over to you, Amy.
Okay, for me, I think that when we discuss this education injustice, the first issue we should think about why the education is very important. When you really change the value about telling people, even though they are in the village, let them know about why education is so important, then they will try to change their behavior. I believe in this one. So, why the education is so important is because when we don't have the education, it actually is very easy for cheated by others, and also it will be very fooled by other things. So when we have the good education, we can earn critical thinking, and also we can thinking independently. We will not follow what is the group community they say, and then we will just go with it. We were thinking, is this really good? Is this good for our life? It is this what we want to do or not? And another thing is that, such as the previous one, the Joshua say that as a leader, I think now in all of the world, if you want to be a leader, a lot of societies still believe that no matter a teacher, doctor, lawyer, or engineer, this kind of job is not only because they can earn a why people will have a lot of respect on them is because they have the good education. It move forward that they earn a lot of money. So I think that if you want to be a good leader, to be a good leader, you have to have a lot of knowledge, and then people will respect you and then trust you, believe you that you can do the right decision for the community and the group. So people will follow you. Another thing is that for the education, such as in the previous time, in the patriarchic society, the people, why they, even though now, you know, a lot of world, they still have a lot of village, they don't really give the girls the chance to have a good education, is because maybe the patriarchy thinks, they thinking that girls just only take care about the family, they don't need to good education, so they only give the men go to the school. But actually in the Bible, God teaches no matter the men or the girls, they are have the same chance, have the same value. So I think in that, as a Christian, we have to more believe and then more looking into Bible is that, and also God teaches that all of the things, we have to have the knowledge and also the wisdom, then we can know how to manage our life and world. Another thing I would like to mention is that before, such as I come from Taiwan, so before Taiwan, when we are still in the agriculture society, that time, the people usually, they believe that if you have a lot of kids, it means that you have a lot of poverty, and then people, the kids can work for you. But when more and more going to a recent days, people thinking that, no, have so many kids, you cannot really give them the good education, the good quality. So they try to only burn one or two baby, but they really give them a lot of things for in their life. So I think that through the different times, now the whole world is going to change. And so for a lot of places, actually people, yeah, they are very, for me, when I'm thinking about this at these topics, for me, I'm very touched and I'm very sad, is because I saw some of the video from the South Asia, like Nepal, India, some of the people whose mom is a sex worker, so the kids, they only stay in their house, and then the way that they're growing up, they just see their mother walking like this way, and the mom, because didn't have the good education, they cannot earn the money, so they keep the kids in their house, so the kids also didn't have the good education at all. So if you really want to change in your society position, I believe that also as a Chinese people, this one the family will keep telling us is that if we don't have the lottery, if we don't have some miracle or something, education is the most stable and shortest way for you to change in your life. Yeah, I think this is most of the thing that I would like to share with all of you.
That is true. Thank you so much, Amy. And when I was listening to you, I could pick up a few things, which are also somewhat the same in Africa. And it's actually very sad to know that it's happening all over the world. And thank you so much for sharing. I don't know if our panelists have final words, what they'd like to comment on the program that we had today, because time is running out. I would have loved to continue this with all of you. You've all been amazing. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. So any final words from our panelists? Comments, remarks?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you all of you for sharing your opinion. I learned a lot. Yeah. Something that me I want to say before we stop this episode is like for you for like for us, we need to share the way we look, the way we see the education, the way we see that is very important for us in every community we are. If you see some like they are not working the way they supposed to work, or they are not doing the supposed to do, supposed to share our knowledge with them and let them know that education is very important, and to not let the children like that, but they need to take care of the children. They need to give them the good resource to help them to improve their knowledge, to acquire knowledge. So I think that's the point I want to share. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I wanted to ask our panelists if any of you have experienced any educational injustice or seen something in any part of your life, and if you'd like to share what your experience was based on that. Anyone would like to share?
Me, I can continue.
Okay.
Okay. For me, it's not for myself, but I saw it. Like for one child, he have a mental problem. So like for him, in my opinion, they need to give him a good resource or let him go to some special school, which will help him to know more. But something I saw is that they put him with all the learners like that. He usually come to school in morning. He stay in the class like that until evening, and he go back. He's not learning nothing. So for me, it's very bother me, and I have tried to ask some question, some teacher. Did you see the parent? Did you advise the parent that the good way to help that child is to let him go to a special school which will take care of him? They say that they never see the teacher, they never see their parents, just they know about the child. He come in morning, he go in evening. So it's very bad at me, because me, I think that if they try, that learner can know more. Because sometimes if they give him to draw or to write number, he can do it, but not every time. So sometimes it's like that. So if they take him in special school, I think that it will help me to improve knowledge. Yeah, that is it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Blessing. Would anyone else like to share?
Thank you, Blessing. So to bring it up, this issue, maybe thinking about before, I have a friend whose her kid actually is a special kid. So all of the friends around her, we know that actually her boy need to go to the special school. But because the mom, she didn't have the good education about this kind of knowledge. So I think it's also hard for the mom. Mom don't want to accept that his kids need some special help. So I think that when education, yes, just like what Blessing say, that if sometimes people always thinking that education is for us. Of course, for us will be a lot of good benefit. But another reason is such as if the mom have the good education about this kind of knowledge, maybe she can have a good chance for her baby. And then her baby in the future maybe can grow more better. So I think the education is not only for ourselves, also for our society and the people around us.
Thank you so much, Amy. Thank you so much, Amy. I know it's very late where you are, but we appreciate you being here with us, and we hope this won't be the last time. Thank you so much, Blessing. I also know that it's quite late over there. Thank you so much, Josias. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Theo, for handling our tech part of the program, even though we were not able to broadcast live on Facebook. But I hope for the upcoming episode we'll be much prepared. And thank you to our lovely listeners for listening to us today, and we hope you continue to be with us as we share more on open space conversation. And before we go, I'd like to thank Sipak Tech Support. Thank you, Hannah Riesner, who is also a GMF here in Colombia, but now she's serving as a long-term missionary. So thank you so much, Hannah, for being with us. Well, thank you, guys. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day and night, and we'll see you here next time on Open Space Conversation. Thank you so much.
You who are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
And you, your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
give her all my love, that's all I do.